Hey guys, welcome back to Less Noise, More Signal. Today, for once, I want to do things a little different. I want to give you a personal update on the show and where things are headed. With the podcast, we've come a long way. We've done more than 100 episodes so far. We've gone over for way over than a year by now. And yeah, that's just remarkable because 90% of all podcast creators don't make it past the first year. And so we're very grateful that we can still be pushing hard and we're getting all these guests, and it's just an amazing journey. On the flip side though, obviously we've tried the sponsor thing. You have all seen it. We had some sponsors in the past, and this sponsor thing, it hasn't really worked out after all, you know? And I guess we're perfectly aware of why this is the case. In the end, building a podcast is all about building a genuine and great community, earning the trust of each and every one of you listening to our show. And it's up to us to really provide a great value by consistently putting out these great shows, great content. And so only then can we really earn the trust. And I think it is not something which is done in just one day, 1 week, or even 1 year. So yeah, we're still pushing hard. We're in the process of doing this. We're going to keep on doing this. And that's why we also decided to go all community supported for now. So yeah, no more sponsors, just you guys who hopefully will come along and support us along the way. This doesn't mean that we're now independent in some reason. We were already independent before, you know, we asked the questions we wanted to ask. But I mean, obviously, it gives us some more flexibility. Obviously, the show also comes with a lot of effort. A lot of effort goes into making each and every show. So maybe this is just some call to action. If you want to support us by donating as a sort of thank you gesture with no strings attached, you can do so by heading over to our newly created website linked in the show notes of this recording. You'll find your favorite way to support the show. Those still living in the old world, so to say, can use Stripe or Twint for Swiss people to do fiat payments. Anyone keen on sending over some of the hardest money that exists can obviously use on-chain Bitcoin or the Lightning Network. And yeah, any support at this point in time is much, much appreciated. And even apart from financial support, if your support just comes in the form of regularly commenting on shows on YouTube, on Spotify, on Fountain, or whatever platform you're using, I mean, this is already of great help to us, and we remain and are very grateful for this. And so thanks a lot. In the meantime, we're also working on coming up with a premium subscription model across the different platforms. In the next few months, we'll be able to launch this, and then we'll make sure that you get to support, but you also get some special perks and benefits along the way and out of this for your support. Now, going forward, this doesn't mean that we won't ever onboard a new sponsor in the future. But if we do so, I think we want to be fully aligned with that sponsor. And this is where sort of the catch comes in, because for me, it's kind of hard, given that I'm more of a producer rather than a consumer by nature. I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but I'm just a simple man in that regard. All I really do in my personal life is consume a few hardware wallets, some trading and AI software, some computers, good food, supplements, and tons of knowledge that I gather through Substacks and books. And so not many products remain that I can just genuinely be shilling with conviction. And that's why that's kind of the hard part here. So yeah, that's kind of like my being. Yeah, that's why I'm sort of dependent on ultimately people like you who will be supporting out of their own favor. And yeah, I'm getting the question a lot now, you know, with this switch, you know, why still push forward with this show anyways? And I got to be honest with you, even though it might sound a little cheesy, I'm all in because of the knowledge. I mean, I'm in for the knowledge after all, you know. I'm learning so much along the way with this podcast. My goal is to learn how to think about the world and how to then put the knowledge that I learn along the way to work in a practical sense as a trader and investor. You know, I want to put that to work and I want to become a better investor. You know, I think I've said it on some of the shows. I am a money manager myself, working for a private bank. I do manage my own money. And so, yeah, I just want to be better at that, you know, and this is why I'm doing the show, because I feel like I'm genuinely and really learning stuff here. And yeah, nowadays, I mean, the world is just a great place. You know, if you have high agency, which not many people have, but if you have it, the world seems to be at your fingertips. You know, there are all these AI tools, which are just a great opportunity that really enhance your productivity and the way you can do things. So, yeah, I mean, I just also want to encourage you, you know. And so in essence, one could almost say that what I'm doing here with this show is I'm doing the show for myself, you know, and then sharing it with you, with all of you, so you can learn along the way. And yeah, I hope we can in the future keep on doing this. And yeah, that's all I wanted to get across today. Thanks for being part of this. Thanks for coming along and being part of the LNMS community. And so, yeah, see you next time. Peace out and on to the next episode soon. Bye.